since Malecha Zechol Nefesh is Mutter, so it would stand to reason that making a fire on Yom Tov for a valid Yom Tov purpose, for a cooking food, number one, which would be Echol Nefesh, and for other valid Yom Tov purposes based on the rule of Mitoch, should be permitted. So that is correct. I mean, that on the Raisa level, a person will be allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov, start a fire on Yom Tov for cooking purposes, or for valid other purposes, which valid Yom Tov purposes. However, the Chachamim came along and made the following limitation. They said you cannot make a new fire. You can take an existing fire and transfer from one place to the other. Now, on Shabbos, a person has an existing fire. When he takes that and he lights something else, that's still a malacha. So the malacha is there either way. He's doing the malacha of making a fire on Yom Tov. But the idea should not be new. The Chachamim made a gzera, a tekana, that it shouldn't, like, you're creating something new. That's like a whole new level of creating something. It's fire out of nothing. So they said making a fire you cannot do. But to transfer fire from an existing flame, one may do so. So if a person wants to light Neros on Yom Tov, so he has to have a fire lit so he can light Neros. So comes the second night of Yom Tov, you want to light a woman wants to light Neros for Neros Yom Tov, she has to light it from an existing flame. So what's considered an existing flame? So if a person has a candle burning, he has, let's say, a Yahrzeit candle, which lasts for 24 hours, so it's still burning, so he has to, that's clearly, it's an open flame, and that's definitely a flame. A person has a gas stovetop, he lets one of the burners on to be able to warm things and cook things on Yom Tov, so that's a fire. What about an electric? If a person doesn't have a gas stove, or he only has an electric stove, or a person has an electric oven, and he left it on, and the coil is hot. So is that considered an existing fire for the purposes of transferring from that to light my neighbors or other needs, or I want to light a flame? So if the coil is red hot, it's considered aish, and therefore if I would light my candle from the hot coil, the red hot coil, that's considered taking it from aish. However, if the coil is hot, but it's not red hot, it's not glowing, that's not considered aish, and he would not be allowed to light from that. It is important to point out when a person does so, a person should make sure that they're lighting from the coil. There's a certain point where you have spontaneous combustion, that something gets hot enough that it will burst into flames even without touching a fire. That's not mutter on Yom Tov, to use spontaneous combustion, because that's called making a new fire. What you have to do is you have to make sure that you're lighting it from the fire which is there. So you touch it directly to the hot coil, and that's how you light it. Lighting a flame is mutter on Yom Tov. Putting out a flame is not permitted on Yom Tov. So if a person, once they lit that candle, that the candle will burn till it's completed. Well, let's say I have my neiros, which I want to light, and I want to go to the kitchen, and I want to light some type of a transfer item to allow me to take the flame from the kitchen to where my neiros are. So I'm going to use a match. You cannot strike a match and it can make a new flame. You can put a match next to the coil, and that'll heat it up, and it causes it, and then it's catching fire from the fire which is there. But I can't put that match out. So woman lights her neiros, she has to put the match down and allow it to go out on its own. The person can grapple with the following question: If I cannot extinguish a fire, what about if I have two flames which are next to each other, and when two flames come next to each other, they create a very large flame, and when I take them apart, it becomes a smaller flame. Is that equivalent of extinguishing or not? So this question is relevant in the case where Yom Tov falls out on the Motzi Shabbos, and you're making a Havdalah, in Kiddush, the Yom Tov night, Motzi Shabbos, you make Havdalah, and part of Havdalah is that you make a bracha on the Ner. So should I take two candles and put it together, make a large flame, and then when I want to take them apart, I've taken that flame which is there and made it smaller? Because just like I can't extinguish a flame, I can't make a flame smaller either. So it's preferred in that situation to action the halacha is that which you need two candles together for Abdullah is a mitzvah minimum, for it's not ma'akev. So it's preferred in that situation just to use one candle, make the bracha of the ner on a single candle. Another application of this issue of extinguishing is cooking. A person's cooking on a gas stovetop, and he wants to turn the flame down. Now, on an electric stovetop, you cannot turn it up or down unless you have some type of a you rely on the ovens which have the Sabbath mode, and with that itself is a machloikis, etc. You have to speak that over very clearly with somebody who's familiar with all the details. But in regards to lowering a flame, in general, the assumption is on an electric stovetop, you cannot raise it or lower it. An electric oven, you cannot raise, you cannot lower. What about gas? So lighting a gas stovetop, if you're lighting from existing flame, that's permitted. So if you have a pilot light, you can light from the pilot light. If there's no pilot light, you can take an existing candle, put it there, turn the gas on, and the gas will catch fire from the existing flame. Can you lower it? So the only question, the only case in halacha, which is you may not lower it. The only case which the person can talk about is, may you lower it for the purpose of saving food from burning? If you have a pot which is cooking, and if you don't lower the pot, the flame, the pot's going to burn, the food is going to burn. So that's our echol nefesh purpose. So actually, most poskim, the Shabura Paskin like this, or Moshe Paskin, not like this, but the Shabura Paskins, that if you have an option of lighting a smaller flame or extinguishing a larger flame, you should light a smaller flame. If you have a flame already, you can turn on another burner and a lower flame, move the pot from where it is, where it's too hot, to the lower flame, and use the lower flame. So a person should do that, Shabura Paskin, rather than extinguishing the larger flame. Ramosha disagrees, holds you can that's a circumstance, they're equal, you can do either one. But in Mishabura Paskins, and most places go like a Mishabura, that the person has an option of making a smaller flame or extinguishing a larger flame. If he has the option of a smaller flame, he should do so. Have a good morning.